Tonight, I want you to welcome with me one of America's favorite gospel singing groups from over in Kinston, North Carolina. Make welcome Heaven's Band. Come on!
Yeah. stood before the crowd. He says, I guess you know why we're all here. Some fella way in the back stood up and said, yeah, because we ain't all there. I hope you're all here tonight. If you are, I want you to put your hands together and help me out.
You may be wondering where it's thirsty and blind, but sing this shout, never find a river to climb. We say it's no ages where we sing it.
Go, but I'll come again someday. I must leave you for a while to prepare for you a place. Our new home is almost through.
Yes, it is.
Soon we all shall move right in. There's a city being
Baby.
I could want everything there is to offer in this whole world. But tonight I must say, rather than anything that this world has to offer, and it's good to be here tonight and be with you folks, but tonight of all things, I'd rather have Jesus than anything that I know. Yes.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. And I'd rather be by his nail-pierced hand. Yeah. Than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in secret sway. I'd rather have my Jesus than anything this world affords today. Oh, listen now, listen. Well, I'd rather have Jesus than cross. And I'd rather be faithful to his dear call. Oh, listen to me divine now. Well, I'd rather have my Jesus than worldwide fame. And I'd rather be true to his holy, holy name. Than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's red sway. I'd rather have my Jesus than anything this world affords today. Oh, yes, I'd rather have my most precious Jesus than
sweet victory. And there's still power in prayer. Jesus knows what to bear. All the burdens he'll bear. There's still power in prayer.
Oh, listen now.
Prayer changes life, someone said. And it's been proven time and again. God will hear it.
And the rest of you seen us before. Where you get the tie at? You like this? Yeah, it was on special. I got it at a little old stores up. I believe it was, what they call them stores downtown? Pawn shop. That's what it was. All right, for those of you who haven't seen Heaven Bound before, I want to slow things down right here and let me catch my breath and tell you exactly who we are, so when you come by the record table, you know exactly who you're talking to. Fellow over here playing the piano, doing the arranging for the group, my brother in the Lord, Ken Eubanks. How about it for Brother Ken? Fellow playing the drum, stand up. This is the little chip off the big block. This is his son, Ken. Would you make Ken welcome here? Fellow playing the bass guitar. Writing everything except for one song, I'd Rather Have Jesus, and he'd been born sooner, he'd have written that song. Doing the bass guitar and singing the baritone part, my brother in the Lord, Jeff Gibson. How about for Brother Jeff? Brother Jeff! Beautiful head of hair. Well built. Great vocalist. Fair complexion. I sing the lead part. My name is Lawrence Taylor. Would you make me welcome here in Florence, Alabama? How about it? Yeah, I had you. Now, this fellow and I have a very strange and wonderful relationship. He's strange and I'm wonderful. I'm sorry. It is a funny looking tie. Thank you. Listen, I can be around you long enough, and you around me, that you'll find out whether I'm saved or whether I'm lost. I talk about Jesus Christ or I don't. I've been around this fellow long enough to know that he loves the Lord, called according to his purpose, singing the tenor part, one of the best tenors I know of, Brother Rick Busby. How about it, Brother Rick? How about making all of heaven bow and welcome here in Florence, Alabama? A little boy had been to the dog pound and picked up an old mutt, had a string tied around him, was leading him back toward the house. This old man came upon him and said, "What you got there, son?" He said, "Well, this is a German police dog." He looked at him and he said, "Well, looks like an old mutt to me." An officer said, "He's a German police dog." He said, "You see, he's undercover." Sometimes we as Christians, you can't tell us apart from the world. We're undercover. I want you to listen to this song. May it bless your heart and think about it. Can the world see Jesus in you?
Can the world see Jesus? See Jesus in you?
Yeah.
Are you walking in the footsteps of the one that you call Lord? Are you living each day by His holy word, surrendered completely? Are you His through and through? Can the world see Jesus? Can they see Jesus in you?
I think that should be our desire every day. If you believe that, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. it's so great to be in Florence, Alabama. We always look forward to coming to Alabama. It's great to have a lot of our friends here from so many different states. I think Brother Jerry said earlier we had folks from about 20 states. I think that's wonderful. I think it's great when God's people can get together. Say amen again.
Amen. Amen.
I've shared a couple of times how the Lord gave me this song. You know, sometimes the Lord gives me songs like Canaan Land Is Just Inside, or We Are Those Children, or I Know My God Can Do It, or different ways, songs that we call barn burners. You just get on down to town with them. And then sometimes the Lord gives me songs like I Am With Thee, or When Jesus Passed By, or Through the Blood, or songs like that. They just kind of make you sit there and cry. And then once in a while, the Lord gives me songs that the Holy Spirit just kind of saturates you, because it makes you sit there and think. That's what kind of song this is. This song asks a question I always like to watch, because people are either sitting there crying or they're shaking their head. I want to share with you how the Lord gave me this song. I think it'll bless you. You know, we have a tendency every day to put off things and say, well, I think I'll wait and do it tomorrow. Some of you already shaking your heads. You know what I'm talking about. At home, our garage had filled almost completely up with Pepsi and Coke bottles. You're shaking your head again, aren't you? For weeks, I've been meaning to take those bottles off. One day, I got smart. I loaded up the trunk of my car with all of these Pepsi and Coke bottles. My car was so full that the front end was just sitting up in the air. It was loaded down with bottles. Well, that's just about as far as I got. I left those bottles in my car for weeks. I rode around with the front end sitting up in the air. One morning, I got up in my devotion, and I was praying that morning. I said, Lord, I want you to help me to be a blessing to somebody today. I want to bear a burden for somebody. I want to be a help for somebody today for your glory. I believe it's all right to pray that. Amen? You see, Paul said in his writing to the Galatians, he said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So I said, Lord, I want to help somebody today. I got up from my devotion. I went about my way. I didn't think about it. You never know how the Lord's going to work. I got in my car and I headed into town. We live out in the country. And I was riding down old country road and I looked, and there was this old gentleman, bless his heart, he was down in the ditch. I turned around, went back. He had an old piece of bicycle with a piece of wagon behind it and a great big basket on the front. I got out and went back. You know what he was doing? He was picking up bottles. I said, I believe I can be a blessing to this fella. I got out, I said, buddy, what are you doing? He said, son, I'm trying to pick up a few bottles. He said, my wife and I are on Social Security and we don't have a lot of money. He said, this will help buy a few groceries. I said, look, pal, I got a couple of bottles in the trunk of my car. I said, you're welcome to them if you like. We walked over to the car and I popped open the trunk, and folks, I'm telling you, bottles rolled out and went everywhere. They were all beside the road. He and I were picking them up. We filled up his basket, filled up his wagon. We both stood up and I looked, and that old fellow was crying. I mean, he was crying. He reached up and he hugged me, and he backed up and he said, son, I can see Jesus in you. Folks, you don't know what that'll do to you. He just kind of reached in and yanked my heart out. I was ready to give him the car keys. Anything was all right with me. Praise the Lord. But I got in my car and headed down the road, and I thought about that thing. I said, Lord, how many times have you given me the opportunity to be a witness for you, and I let you down? Folks, how many times does God give you the privilege to be a testimony and let your light shine and you cover it up and they don't see Christ? I said, Lord, don't let that happen again. I went home and I sat down at the piano and the Lord gave me that song, and it says, can the world see Jesus in you? If it's your desire that they see Christ in your life, I just want you to give the King of Glory a hand tonight, would you? Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Think about what this says.
If your neighbor has a burden, will you carry the load?
Even if it's Pepsi bottles,
will you help some poor stranger as you travel down life's road?
When was the last time that you reached out
to someone just to see what you could do?
Think about it.
Can the world see my Jesus? Oh, Jesus in you.
Can the world see Jesus in you? Can they see His love in you?
I haven't done this tonight, and I feel like I need to do it. How many Christians we got here tonight backslid? It never fails. I had one lady come up to me one night, and I did that. She just about stuck two-thirds of her finger up my nose and said, "Don't you ever do that to me again." I did it again. It is good for Heavenbound to be here tonight. And I pray this very thing, that you not see us, but you see Jesus Christ. But we ain't nothing, ain't nobody. We're just here to uplift the name of Jesus Christ. He said if we do that, that he'd draw all men unto him. Do you believe that tonight? Give me a big amen. Amen. Brother Rick, this is your song. I'm going to let you introduce it.
Amen. It is wonderful to be here. I tell you what, 19 years ago, it hardly seems possible, something extraordinary happened to me. I was introduced to the wealthiest man in the world, the most powerful man in the world, to the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. And you know what he told me? He said I could be his. And I got to thinking I'd probably have to give him a lot of material goods. And he said, "No, I don't want that. I can use those things. But you know what I want from you, Rick? I want your heart and I want your life." Oh, I gave that to him. And I'm so glad I did. Because now I'm a son of the King. Let's do a song that says, "I give myself to you." Shepherds traveled from afar, treasures they did bring, following the shining star, also came three kings. And gold had they, frankincense and myrrh, presents for the newborn babe, the Savior of the world.
I
for you, my life I owe. I give to you my heart.
I give myself to you, all I'll ever be. I
Speak.
You believe that tonight?
Yeah. Peace, peace, peace.
preacher to the man of Galilee. Heal the sick and save the sinners, and set the captive free. Some no matter where you're headed.